Gage County Board of Supervisors. If you would all stand, and we're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall behind Luke there. Attendance by observation. Juergens, Dorn, Bauman, Adams, Byers, and Setzer. Lytle will be present later. First thing on the agenda is a consent agenda, which is the general agenda. Approved minutes of meeting held March 9th, 2011. Approve all claims through March 23rd in the amount of $399,184.29. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve reappointing Donald Junker to the Gage County Veterans Service Committee for another term expiring July 2016.
Make a motion to present to accept the consent agenda as presented.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Byers. Discussion. Vote. 6-0 to approve. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. When you step to the podium, name and address for the record, please. So, any comments from the public? No comments from the public. Here's your chance on, this would be your only one, economic development is not on the agenda today. There you go.
We gotta start.
Dale Simmons, 1710 South 13th Street in Beatrice, and I'm also president of the Main Street here in Beatrice. And just would like to encourage you to go forward and let's get something moving on the industrial development end. And I have quickly read over the draft here, and it looks like we're taking some steps in the right direction. So I just want to say that on behalf of myself as a Main Street business and the Main Street organization, we'd like to see you guys move forward and support something here.
Thank you. Any others?
Morning.
Hi.
Deanne Caspers Moon, 1807 Wildwood Circle. Just would like to also encourage the county to get involved in economic development. I think those of us who've moved our families back to the area really believe that there's a need to make sure that this stays a vital area, and I think economic development needs to happen to ensure that that happens for our kids. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I just make a comment?
Sure.
We can't address people personally, but I will say that we see a lot of folks here today, and I'll say that since our last meeting, I've had several phone calls. We've had several people contact me face-to-face, and what I've said to folks is if you support economic development, come to the next county board meeting and show support. So I appreciate everyone being here. I've had a lot of wonderful conversations. I see that there's been a lot of folks that are willing to help us along as we go through this. We've had some peripheral conversations with the city as well, so I think that we're going to probably move in a good direction. I think that there is a more positive approach now, so I think we're excited. We had a wonderful committee meeting last week, I think we're much more on the right page than we may have thought we were in the past. So I think that there's brighter times ahead, and I think we're willing to move in the right direction. And we're going to need support. We're going to need help. We're going to have questions that need to be answered. And again, we're looking for partners. And I've had some peripheral conversations with the city, and I think we're going in the right direction. So I think it's going to be a really positive environment. And I know that I personally am excited, and I think that the committee is as well. So I think we're going in the right direction. I appreciate everyone's support here today. I know not everyone likes to get up and talk, and I wish you would if you had something to say. But I do appreciate if you're here in support of some sort of economic development. I appreciate you showing up today.
Rex.
Go ahead, Denny.
I also want to thank you all for being here. What an encouragement to see all of you coming together, members of past GCED and present members of organizations, and thank you. I think that's such a positive thing for you to come forward and be supportive of economic development in our community. This is wonderful.
Leroy Jansen, 1818 Scott Beatrice, Nebraska. I, too, want to encourage you guys to do something. I'm a business owner here. I depend on the economy of not only this area but of other areas. And if there's anything that we can do to get something more to come in that will benefit not only my business but every business here and the community, I think we need to find a way to work together to get it done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Jamie Renshaw, Odell, Nebraska. I've been up here many times, guys, in the last... I'll tell you how long I've been around here, Roger. I came on Noah's Ark, okay? So I came in here a long time. But I got involved in industrial development back in 1982 in Gage County. I think the thing that really needs to be understood here is that in the past it was a relationship between the city, the county, and a group of volunteers at large in the community. And it's always been that way, and it's going to have to be that way coming forward, because I know, you know, you're looking at a budget of roughly $100,000, and there are people who say you can't do it on that. In fact, we had a study done several years ago by Angelo that said you probably need $300,000 to $350,000 a year. Well, I'm sorry, I've been around here again so long time, and that kind of money isn't available to us. So you're going to have to look to volunteers to help with the system, with the process. And I think, again, you've got a lot of good people in this community, and there are a lot of good volunteers who are willing to do that. I think the press has to be a little more helpful, though, because they need to also talk not just to the elected officials, but also talk to the volunteers who are down in the trenches trying to get things done. Because that piece of the story has never been told over the last 5 years, and it's too bad because it really did cause a poison to the well, and we don't want that to happen. You know, well, if you go back and look at, I go back to 1954, and a paper was given to me when I first got involved in 1982 with industrial development in Gage County. And that paper had a person in the community who was standing on the steps of what then was a new high school. Again, it was 1954. And I'm going to have to go back and find that paper in the microfilm because I don't have it anymore in my possession. But the point is, it was a person who was talking about the need, what needed to happen in Gage County and Beatrice if it was going to continue to grow. Where I grew up out in western Nebraska, all those little vibrant communities that were there back then are now boarded up. Those communities are really suffering. At the same time, the state of Nebraska has not lost population. So something is happening. We know this whole transition going from rural community to the cities, Lancaster, Sharpe, Douglas County, I don't particularly think is good. I think we have to figure out ways to make that happen in our own communities where we can change those growth dynamics so we're going forward again. If you go back and look at the numbers, 1930 census, we started losing population by the 1930 census forward in Gage County. We have number 3 on our license plates for a reason, because we used to be the third largest county in the state. We're a long ways from that today, guys. So what happened during that time period? Well, something happened. Again, I won't sit here and tell you what I think happened, but the point is something did happen. But from 1982 going forward, for the first time in the history of our county, we started growing again. 2000, we had positive growth once again. That should have been a reason to celebrate in this county. We didn't celebrate that. I couldn't understand it, but we didn't celebrate it. We changed that dynamic from a negative growth to a positive growth. But what I will tell you is if you look at those barriers to growth that this person identified back in 1954, all those are gone today. They're not there anymore. They're no longer barriers to growth for this county. A new group came in 1982, so maybe it's a 30-year cycle we talk about, so we need another group to get on board and say we got to work on another 30 years to get what our barriers are there are to growth now. But the ones that were identified back in 1982, all those barriers today are gone. Those barriers to growth are gone. There's nothing that keeps our county from surviving. We can survive. We can get back to positive growth. But it's going to take leadership from you folks to get that done because, again, it has to be a source of funding. Because the volunteers, the private sector in this community, just the community at large, we all pay our taxes, and we need to do this as a group because it's going to be very difficult to raise it any other way. So I thank you for what you're doing, and again, I encourage you to keep moving forward. You've read some things in the paper about the old board members, you shouldn't be on the new board and whatever. Believe me, the old board members don't want to be on the new board, okay? They're tired, they want to play with their grandkids, and they want to go fishing, okay? There needs to be some new folks step up here and run with the ball, okay? We'll help them, but we're going to help from the sidelines, okay? We're not going to be out in the trenches anymore. We're done, okay? But thank you again.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Alexis Winder, and my address is 508 Bellwood Drive, and I'm the director for Main Street Beatrice. And I apologize because I didn't expect to come up and say anything today, so I'm not really well prepared. But I do want to say that I'm really excited about the prospect that you guys are looking at doing economic development. I think it's really important to our community, and I think that that we deserve as a community to expect great things from ourselves and to achieve great things. You know, we have to work towards that, and we need to have someone or a group of people working on economic development full time. I think our community deserves that, and it would be to the benefit of everybody. And I think it's safe to say that on behalf of Main Street Beatrice, we'd be happy to help in any way that we can. So thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else?
Good morning.
Hello.
Christy Moore, 122 Cedar Street. I am here on behalf of Exmark Manufacturing. I've had the pleasure of working there for the last 16 years and have watched the company grow over those years. We are very much in support of economic development. I am involved in a team at Exmark called the Community Giving Team. We try to give back as much as we can to the community that has supported us so well. You know, and with my husband and I, you know, in the last few years have taken the avenue that instead of sitting back hoping things happen in the community, it's time to step up and start doing our part in the community. With that being said, you know, we're raising our kids in this community, so we definitely want to see this community grow. So on behalf of Exmark, we are definitely in support of economic development.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Morning.
Good morning.
My name is Greg Leach. I live at 1217 Janeway here in Beatrice. I'm representing Beatrice Bakery Company. In August of 2001, I got an all-expense-paid trip to St. Louis to our corporate office to tell me they were going to close our facility. We didn't fit in with them. And so I was very stunned, came back to Beatrice, and when the Gage County Economic Development people heard about it, they came right to me. We made arrangements. I gave them a list of people I thought might be interested, companies throughout the United States that might be interested. We brought them in, and the economic development people met with them, did everything they could to help financing, and showed them around Beatrice. And come to find out, most of them wanted it for practically free. But we were able to, Gage County Economic Development was able to find local investors to keep us open. We've been open for 9 years now, and it's saved 43 jobs. Kept me from leaving the city, even though some of you might have wished I did, but it kept me here. And that was 43 jobs for 9 years now. We're still going, and we're still growing. So thank you. I'm for economic development.
Thank you. While we're waiting for somebody to step forward, I think an example we heard this morning is the soup dinner for the backpack program and the numbers that are below the poverty line. I think that speaks very clearly why economic development is needed in Gage County. So,
I'm Amanda McKinney. I live here in Beatrice, Scott Road, and I'm one of the OBGYNs here in town. And Deanne Barnard is our nurse midwife, and she's here as well. You know, I did my training in California, but I chose to come here because this is my home, and we have an outstanding group of young physicians at our facility now that they were attracted to Beatrice for a reason. But we need to continue to grow because we need to have, you know, we need to be able to deliver babies. We need to be able to take care of the patients in this community. We're building a big new hospital here, and we need to grow so that we can continue to support that. And you spoke to the issue of, I think it was half of the children in this county live, I'm sorry, half of the children in this county live under the poverty level. And as far as I'm concerned, that seems unacceptable. But unless we bring in jobs that, that people can actually support their families on, there's just no way that we're going to be able to survive. And so I just would encourage everyone to continue down the road that you're traveling.
Thank you.
My name is Mitch Dynas, 1300 Country Club Lane. I grew up here and went away to college and came back and chose to come back here and raise my family and own and operate a business here in Hartford. We're just celebrating our 20th year, and I applaud your efforts to continue moving forward with economic development in this community. It's important. And there's a lot of people here, and I think you'll see behind me, that care about this community, and that's why they're taking time away from their day. So I do appreciate your efforts and hope things move forward quickly. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else? Last time. Anyone else? Thank you. We appreciate it. Marlin, Highway Superintendent report.
You can tell by the agenda most of the business has to do with the highway department today. So. First off, I'll start on zoning, and after getting approval for two of us to go down there, there's only one of us going to go. The other person decided not to. She had some conflict.
Hey, Marlon, let's follow our agenda.
Okay.
Because are you just going over?
Yeah, I just started out on my general report with the zoning, but I'm going to that right next. So.
Okay.
All right. The next thing is a approve or disapprove resolution to authorize signing of an LPA program agreement for BR funds. That's project number BRS 3265, Unit 5. That's the N. Wymore one.
Resolution
11-11. Need a motion to approve or disapprove the resolution on the LPA program on the bridge on Indian Creek east side of Wymore.
A motion to approve resolution number
11-11.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion. Vote. 6-0, Gary, 9 o'clock.
Okay, the second one is approve or disapprove a resolution to authorize signing of LPA program agreement, BR funds, project number BRS 3285, Unit 5, and that's the Philly North project.
Make a motion to approve resolution 11-12.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Byers. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve.
The next one is approve or disapprove a resolution to vacate a road between sections 33 and 34, Township 5 North, Range 7 East. We've had the hearing. This is the final resolution to vacate that road if you so choose to do so.
I would make a motion to approve resolution number 11-13 to vacate said road in Hanover Township.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion. Okay, the vacation of this road is different than some roads because we do own the road. So that will not be reverting back to landowners. It will be sold.
That part that we're vacating the section line, the old easement, and then the other part where there's a deed to that 40-foot stretch of ground, half mile long and 200 foot over, will have to be dealt with the proper way, like advertised and
okay. Like we've done on some others.
Yep.
In this resolution, it says hereby disposed into adjacent property.
The very bottom paragraph there, Robert. This is the one we own, 40 by how far? Half mile?
Yeah, it's a little over half a mile. Actually, the road on the ground ain't exactly where the bought and right away is either.
Oh, okay. We bought right away to move a road. So that needs to be stripped?
Yeah.
No.
I would just say the vacated road be disposed to pursuant to law.
Write it in there. Then we'll use that as the original.
Keep them straight.
Rex?
Yes.
Just to be sure, we are vacating the whole road now, right? Myron, like we discussed?
Everything that was easement that...
Yeah. We are disposing of the whole thing, not just half of it, though, like...
Well, we will end up...
This isn't up by E-Energy.
Oh, okay, this is the other one.
This is up here, right. If you're familiar with Zion Church, a mile west is Zion Church.
Oh, okay,
and the mile that goes north there. Yes.
Yep. Hey, I'm on board now.
Okay. Yeah. No, that hasn't come up, the other part, yet.
Yeah.
Okay, Roger corrected Resolution 1113 with that said vacated road be and is hereby disposed of by selling said property pursuant to law. So that was the revision that was changed instead of vacated to landowners. So any more discussion?
Just a minute. What is that? I mean, we're trying to vacate the old section line.
Right, but you said you were going to sell the property because we own that.
That's over into that quarter section there. That has to be done by... advertising, and
right,
that guy's interested.
That's what I said, by law.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm just covering that. I mean,
by law covers what you're doing anyway.
Yeah. Right. I mean, we could spell all that out, but we're going to follow the law anyhow.
Revert to the landowner on here. This has to revert to
the section line is, but this covers everything, so there's no question on the 40-foot strip by a half mile,
all right.
Correct?
Yeah.
What
you're saying as far as adjacent landowners, if we don't own it, then by law it reverts half to either side.
Okay, any more discussion on Resolution 11-13? Vote. 7-0 to approve.
Next one is approve or disapprove a resolution to vacate roads between Section 9 and 10, 9 and 16, Township 1 North, Range 8 East. It's on East Sycamore Road and South 148th Road.
That's 11-14.
11-14.
And this is the one down by Liberty.
This is the one we went and looked at.
So I'll make a motion not to approve this.
Correct.
Not to approve the resolution.
Disapprove.
Disapprove.
Moved by Dorn.
Second.
Seconded by Bauman. Discussion. Vote.
Oop. A little bit. Hold up.
Terry, are you voting nay?
No.
There you go.
No. Yeah. Didn't switch it back. No, you want to vote?
Where you had it.
Oh,
there you go.
Yeah.
7-0 to approve not vacating the road in Liberty Township.
The next issue is the discuss and approve or disapprove highway department working hours from April to October. In my report, looking at some of the things, the comments where we'd like to see the mechanics there 5 days. Basically, we're trying to cover, if we're going to do 10-hour days, we'd have to have a mechanic there for 10 hours. If there's one mechanic there on, like if they switch days and one works on Friday, I'm not real comfortable with that, with working on big equipment. And when they do all the spraying in the summer, fall time too, late summer, that's kind of going to put a couple days where they can't eliminate the possibility of spraying. Then with the administrative assistant that dispatches the rock and gravel trucks, should be on the same schedule as the trucks are. Holidays would be an issue, and I did a poll of all the guys, and 18 of them voted to keep the 5/8. 8 of them voted for 4/10, and 4 voted against either. But that's because they had a issue with
if it was a rainy day, the discussion was we'd have them go home that day and come back on Friday. I know there was another survey done and handed to Terry, and I don't even know what the numbers were on that. But
all in favor of the four tens but two, so however many that would be.
With so many issues and the holidays being an issue, my recommendation is just stay with 5 8-hour days for everybody.
Terry?
I guess looking through this whole thing and looking at all the issues involved, I tend to have to agree with Marlon on this one. I think it would be better. I mean, the issue was on the rock hauling when we were going to Weepin Order with trucks coming back and forth. The eights didn't work out as well. I don't know if that's an issue now again. I don't believe, I think everything would work better. I mean, I'm not saying forever, but this year I think we ought to stay the 5/8.
Is that a motion?
I'd make a motion to, yes.
Okay. Second. Moved by Juergens, seconded by Bauman. Discussion. The only comments I'm going to make, I think there's merits to looking at it both ways. I think we can come up with all the reasons we want on why something cannot work instead of trying to work together and making it successful. But in light of the resistance of the attempt to make efforts, I'm going to agree with the 5/8. Any more discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve. Discuss. Okay, Marlon, next one.
Discuss and approve or disapprove township rock policy. And my recommendation was a cap of 12 truck and pups per year per township with the highway department checking for need, which we've always done.
Yeah. Matt, I want to jump, Marlon, I'm going to jump back to the question was the office hours. What are the office hours right now?
7 to 3:30.
Are we comfortable with that as long as we're setting hours? Do we want to change those? The discussion has been 8 to 5, or at least on somebody have, or not 8 to 5 necessarily, having somebody there until 5 on a revolving deal, because now is an opportunity to set the hours.
I'd like to see it 8 to 5, but I guess I'm open to the 7 to 3:30, make it very public, put it on the door. If the public doesn't like it, They'll call and let us know, and we'll change it.
Now's our time to have that discussion.
I would like to add to that. You could have people that will want you to be open until 7 o'clock at night. Unless you set that, You just as well set it, and then they'll know they better be there before 3:30.
Okay. Marlon, so Kathy?
I think that normal office hours generally are 8 to 5. And how many people work in your office there? You've got three of you?
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe if somebody needs to be there at 7, maybe you could do a 7 to 3:30 and a 8:30 to 5 or whatever it takes. But I think that a lot of people coming into town would think, well, I can go there at 4 or 4:30 as long as I'm there before 5. And I think that people kind of expect 8 to 5 as normal hours.
Okay. We need a motion on one way or the other, or it just dies the way it is. So
I'll make a motion on office hours being 8 to 5.
I second it.
Moved by Bauman, seconded by Setzer. Discussion. Terry. Or Myron, I'm sorry.
We're changing the office hours from 8 to 5, but the rest of the crew or the rest of the people work from 7 to 3:30 yet?
Yes.
I guess I'd like to think on that for a couple of weeks. I don't know. It's just, you know, the same issues with the, I know if you take one of them and tell them she's got to work from 8:30 to 5, and the other one works with the truck drivers and the contractors and stuff, and they start before 8, we're going to have some issues too.
Hey, Marlon, is there for an hour of the day, you know, one can't step into the shoes of the other and cross train? Or, you know, in my business, we got several different things that we do, and we do all of them at certain points. Is there some reason that we can't make that work?
Probably not. There's you know, the one handles the employee hours, vendor stuff, all the health insurance, and the other one basically works with the crews more with bridge inspections, rock and gravel hauling, everything. But
Terry,
I guess my feeling on it, I think the office hours and the working hours would work better if they were in the same time frame. Like I say again, if you're open till 7 o'clock on a Friday night, you're going to be people coming in there at 7 o'clock on a Friday. If you got your hours set, they're going to know they better be there. I mean, during a week's time, and that's my feeling on it, because I run a business and I know how that does work. But if they want something, they're going to be there. I feel so.
Gary, just one other thing. What are all the other county office hours? Don, what are your guys' hours?
8 to 5.
8 to 5. If we could be universal, it would be probably a good idea.
Okay. Myron.
Well, I guess the only question, the one drawback I really see is if you got everybody else coming in at 7 and nobody there at the office till 8, you got an hour overlap there where they're kind of somewhat on their own unless they get instructions the day before.
Kathy.
I'm with Gary. Our business is open from 7 until 5. We have somebody there from 7 o'clock and 5, but it's not necessarily the same person. We cover each other over the lunch hours. You spread your personnel, and that way there could still be somebody in the office at 7, but still somebody manning it at 5.
Matt.
I guess I've met those gentlemen down there at the highway department. They're very capable people. They can't function an hour independently based on their job specific duties for.
Well, and I don't know if you meant for me to be there 8 to 5 also, but a lot of times projects change on a minute's notice with weather related things or emergencies, and you know that'd be one issue, but.
Rex.
Denny.
Marlon, I think that's a leadership thing. You're in charge, and if the weather's changing and we have an emergency or something happens, that's your responsibility. You aren't paid on an 8 to 5. Your responsibility is to lead and manage that department. And if that means you're there half an hour earlier, or say half an hour later, that's your job, as far as I'm concerned. And I think that's what it should be.
Okay. Any more discussion? Any more discussion? Vote. In favor, Dorn, Bauman, Lytle, Byers, Setzer, against, Juergens, and Adams. Okay, Marlon, what's next?
The discuss and approve or disapprove township rock policy. And my recommendation was to go to a cap of 12 truck and pups per year per township with the highway department checking for need.
8 to 5, they're all.
I'll make a motion to approve township rock policy.
Okay. Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion.
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, Matt.
Discussion. Now, when it says cap, that doesn't mean everyone's getting 12.
Right.
That means if they request 12 and they need 3, they'll get 3. I think that was one of the things that we got into this year is we were fairly liberal with our rock policy, and we used a lot of our coffers there. So we need to watch that and be very diligent about that. And if someone needs 20 and they're only going to get 12, then that's where the discussion comes back on the board, and we look at that, and we're actively involved in seeing wherever those dollars come from, because you know we just can't budget forever. We need to budget appropriately and try to live within that, but recognizing things happen and things you have to make adjustments as such. So just to clarify, when you know we say 12, boy, we certainly don't want everyone to think that everyone's going to get 12.
Right.
It may not be there. So maybe
right.
If you can speak to that.
And there's a lot of townships. There's probably a third of them that don't like to use rock. They just, but.
As you guys know, I'm uncomfortable with the 12 number. And my reasoning is, as you sat and listened to the township meeting, if we have a number, those people expect to get their 12 loads. I really believe they'll get their 12 loads if they want it. I think our little road tour kind of showed us on some of those minimum maintenance dirt roads, all of a sudden here's a quarter mile of rock in on a dirt road.
And that could have been FEMA stuff, too, what they did.
And that could be. Yeah. That could be. But, I mean, we did see some of that. So I guess from that end of it, I'm very uncomfortable with saying that we're going to do 12 loads because I believe we'll end up doing 12 loads per township, where right now we're not. Any more discussion?
Should we go back and rework that verbiage in committee then, and we can...
If you want to rescind your motion.
You know, otherwise, keep in mind, a year ago at the township meeting, there were several board members said that rock was unlimited. I think some of you guys remember that.
I don't remember several, Marlon.
One.
Yeah. I hear one. So I think that is not a correct statement.
There was one. I guess my thoughts, Mr. Chairman, is that we, you know, these are roads we need to be a partner in taking care of, and it's, you know, it's, I don't think there's any desire for anyone to be negligent on a responsibility of taking care of an infrastructure. It's just to manage it appropriately and put it where the product needs to be, and we work with the townships when we do that. But I guess I would agree, you know, with Rex that we don't want to give the impression that everyone's hanging a number on there. And I appreciate, Marlon, I think you added up the loads last year divided by township, and I think that's how you come up with a 12.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly, just as long as we're very, very clear that we're, you know, the 12 is not the number. And I don't want to argue over the length of this dog leash too long, but at some point we've got to come up with something. So I guess if... What do you think, Terry?
Well, I think it's probably it should be in, as it is at Marlon's discretion who gets the rock and if it's going to be this year, maybe every township might average 8. If they apply for 12, they might get 6. You know, we're going to have to cut that back a little bit. But traveling the roads we have, we're 100% improvement from last year just because of the weather conditions. I mean, they're in a lot better shape. I don't think the requirements are going to be near what they were last year. So I think this is probably manageable. You know, that 12 loads, I mean, this year it might be back down to 6, you know, basically. I don't think the requirements are as bad as they were last year. So I think we can manage that because there are places that might require it. Other places might require none. So.
My concern, too, is with the number 12 in there, but I wouldn't mind going ahead with it this year. We've discussed this several times in committee meeting, and go ahead with this, and next year let's review it then and see if that 12 was a big problem or if it worked, like Terry said. Some might only end up with 6 year this year. That's what might all they've asked for, but I know in the past some of them got more than the 12 loads by quite a bit, and this maybe we'll rein in that top end a little bit, but yet we still need to be active at keeping our roads good.
Yeah, I'm not against keeping our roads good. It's, you know, as a need, we need to. We take care of our roads, but I guess I am uncomfortable with the number, and that's my stance. So any more discussion? Vote. In favor, Juergens, Dorn, Bauman, Lytle, Byer, Setzer, against, Adams. Marlin.
Next thing is approve or disapprove resolution establishing fees for permits associated with zoning regulations. In your packet, I have that resolution and put down all the amounts that we discussed several times. And I mean, that can be changed, whatever you guys want to do. But
11-15.
Resolution 11-15.
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 11-15, establishing fees for permits associated with zoning regulations with any proposed amendments anyone wants to make.
There you go. Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion. Marlon, the amendments I have that were off my worksheet, the amendment fee was 100. We had 150 wrote down in committee. Late fee for all permits, we had 150 wrote down in committee. There was 100 on the resolution sheet. And then just sitting here kind of talking this morning, the sign permit for $25, if we run to one corner of the county to another corner of the county to look at a sign, $25 don't cover our fuel. $50 on that. But these are the numbers that were off the sheet given that we did in Road and Bridge. I guess I could look on what day that was in Road and Bridge Committee. But those are the changes that I would submit to the resolution 1115.
So amendments would go from 100 to 150. Sign permit would go from 25 to 50. And late fee for all permits would be go from 100 to 150.
Correct. And I don't know if the sign permit 50 is too high for that, or if we should meet middle of the road. I don't know.
Yeah, three.
How often does someone go out on a sign permit?
Is not it? Very often. I think I had one a couple years ago out east of town here. Whenever they put a billboard up, it's got to be a special use. We had one applied for up there on the 16-mile curve, but I don't think he ever put it up. So.
Comfortable with the 50, then, if it's not an issue, Terry?
I guess, yeah, I would agree with those figures, I think. With fuel and costs and everything else, we have to probably recoup some of that, so I would agree with those revisions, I guess, yeah.
Okay. Any more discussion on 1115, then? Who made it and seconded it?
Bauman and Lytle.
Okay. Any more discussion on resolution 11-15? Vote. 7-0 to approve with the amendments. Marlon, what else?
I'll make a new one and bring it up for... Okay. Or can you change it on your computer?
I can change it on my computer.
Okay. The next thing I had was... we got the bids at 9:30, we had an audit on the disaster number 1902. That was last Thursday. Checked all the files, did a lot of spot checking around the county. I think we looked at about 30 spots. I haven't heard anything back. I think everything's okay. Then in your packet, I also included that bridge conference out at Kearney. There's an afternoon on that they would like to see some bridge owners out there, which is Gage County, which is the county board, for that afternoon on the Tuesday, April 12th. So if anybody's free and wants to drive out, it would be a good one to attend. Then the other things on the... my report, the East 27 Island Grove Bridge, that's the one that had the accident on. The contractor's been down measured, and he's coming up with a price on it. We're going to charge that back to the insurance company for the individual that did the damage. On the Beatrice North project, we got the scope of service and independent cost estimates in, the pre-negotiation memorandum in, and we need a letter to proceed with the CE contracts, what we're waiting on right now. The NYMOR one, we got notice to proceed on the NEPA document, and we're working on that, and also the Philly North. So, and the bridge crew has been working on the remodeling the barns, getting the bathrooms and a little office in them. They're about done with that. Asphalt crew, and that's, I need to bring that up, our crack sealer, the motor went down on it. We discussed this at the Road and Bridge, and we're going to rent one for right now, and then maybe see if we can schedule something or see what it costs to, we can look at all different options. So for right now, we're renting one. And they're out cutting brush and trees around bridges from inspections. Whenever we inspect a bridge, if there's trees growing under it or around it, we note that on there, and we go back and clean them out.
Marlon, sorry to interrupt. Just from a finance standpoint, it's $3,500 a month rental for that. And there's a rental line in his, so it's not cheap to rent a crack sealer. $3,500, but for about a month, because we figured we had about a month left.
Yeah, about a month left. So. Yeah. And keep in mind, we have 150 for some miles of
roads that need their cracks sealed on. So, the dirt crew's been starting to doing some riprap, placing around bridges that also came from inspections where the wings or the back walls getting the stream beds is degrading. So we've been doing some of that. Anyway, that's all I had except for the bids. So. Okay.
Jim, Madam Clerk tells me I have to. You have to wait because we have time deals at 9:15. I missed and another one at 9:30. So 9:15. Need a motion to close lawn mowing, and fertilization bids at 9:30.
So moved.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Juergens or Dorn. Dorn. Close bids at 9:30 for the lawn mowing. Vote 7-0. Now we'll reject or accept or reject lawn mowing bids. Building grounds.
You guys, who's on building grounds? Dan?
Building grounds. Do you want me to open them and hand them to you?
No, this is fine. Okay. First bid is from Beatrice Lawn Care Incorporated, and their bid is mowing and bagging 30 times, $125 each time, for a total of $3,750, and deduct the amount per mowing each time on the courthouse lawn when it's not mowed in the spring before the new grass is put in, and deduct $75 each mowing and bagging. So the lawn treatment lump sum, $980, optional grub control per square foot, $4.50 per square foot. So total fertilization lawn care amount of $4,730. So mowing at $3,750 minus the $75 each time that they don't mow, and total fertilization lawn $4,730. And it is accompanied by a certificate of liability insurance. Bid from Ace Lawn Care. Mowing and bagging 30 times, $3,750. Deduct each time when the lawn doesn't need to be mowed before the new grass established of $80. Lawn treatment lump sum bid amount, $1,042.50. Optional grub control square foot bid amount, $5 per square foot. Total fertilization lawn care amount of $4,792.
Awful close, don't they? Those are the only two?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think we refer them over to committee and take a recess, and then committee can look at them, give them to Davey, and then you guys can get together in a recess. Is that appropriate?
Yes.
Okay. So we will take action on that after we have a recess. So we will go to the 9:33 on the accept, reject, or award bid for rock and gravel. So at 9:33, make a motion to open the rock and gravel bids.
Do we need a motion to close the bids on 9:15?
Yeah, we probably should at 9:15 one. Yeah, make that motion.
I'll make that motion.
Sure can't hurt anyway to close it. So.
And refer it to committee.
And refer it to committee. Okay, moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion. Vote. 7-0.
Okay. I'll make a motion to open a public hearing or to close the bids at 9:30 for rock and gravel bids.
9:34. Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Okay, now we'll open rock and gravel bids.
We know what we want to do.
We'll give them to Road and Bridge, and if he chooses to give them to Marlin, that's his call.
For opening in farming area, I would have been in trouble otherwise. You know, somebody's needle, yours is, not mine.
How many do you get?
Well, Rex, there are so many figures on here, I would guess I would refer these to Marlin. Let him look these over. I mean, where do you want me to start?
What we normally do is you just kind of open saying who they're from,
okay,
and then we're going
all
to accept all bids. Is that correct, Roger?
I think that's the way you guys have done it.
That's the way we've done it, and then we will refer them to committee.
Okay.
After we accept them all. And,
all right. Okay, the first one I have here is from... it's for the crushed rock bid he's got on here. Rock On Incorporated from Ron Jeffrey. Various prices in line here. I mean...
That's for hauling only, I think, isn't it?
Yeah. Delivery cost.
Yeah, delivery.
Yeah.
And it ranges per township.
Yes.
So... Same thing again, I assume this is for hauling. This particular one's from RL Team Construction Incorporated. Hauling and material on this particular one. This will be coming from the Beatrice Concrete Powell Pit. Varies in price for every township, I mean.
And that'd be gravel, so.
Yes. From RL Team, and again, worst road gravel bid for Gage County. Worst gravel bid location, Beatrice Concrete Company out of the Alexandria Pit. Prices vary. Also, RL Team and Construction Incorporated, Sites Rock bid, quarry delivery, delivered price. As everybody can see, I mean, every township's listed separately, so I don't think we want to be here till 4 o'clock, so we'll revert these to Marlin, I would assume, and he'll come up with...
Matt.
Marlin, just as we go through these, it's the different locations and the different prices. How much leeway do we allow townships to pick and choose where they want their product from?
We last year we changed it to where they can actually switch their gravel for rock if they wanted to, dollar for dollar. We'd figure out how much gravel, and I think there was two of them that did it.
Proximity standpoint,
otherwise we go off of once they set the get the spreadsheet done on, we go off the lowest bid first, wherever that, the gravel, if it comes out of Powell, or normally it's out of Powell Pit.
Where is that?
It's like 5 miles west of Fairbury and north 3 or 4 miles.
On the river?
Yeah, it's actually a bank. It's a screen bank gravel. It's not washed gravel, but it's graded out real good all the time from there.
The next one I have is from A Sand and Gravel. Gravel bid again, coming from a location in Jefferson County. He just has a section number. I think he's west of Fairbury someplace.
He's a couple miles west and north.
Right. Next bid again for rock from RL Team and Construction. Okay. would be coming from the Barnston Quarry, submitted by Ryan Beekman. It would be a rock bid. Various locations delivered again. Consolidated Sand and Gravel Company out of Fairbury. Gravel bid. Again, that pit is located west of Fairbury, I believe, Marlon, isn't it?
Yeah, that, they'll probably be pulling out of the pile pit for that.
Okay. Last one here, Beatrice Concrete, the rock bid. Basically, this is coming out of the Sites Quarry right east of town here, I'm sure. They have the bid and the delivery price on that also. Just basically just rock on this particular one. So I believe that's it.
Make a motion to close bids for rock and gravel.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle to close bids at 9:41. Vote. 7-0. And did, was that to refer them to committee then?
Yeah.
I think you just accept them all.
Accept them all.
Okay. They were closed. I'd make a motion to accept all bids submitted for rock and gravel.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle to accept all bids. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve.
That's all I have.
Yep. And then, Marlon, if you want to take those over to the clerk's office, so if Fred and Ryan want copies of it, they can get them. Okay, Jim, you're up.
How are you?
Which one?
A little one.
A little one? That's kind of fun, man.
I think, I mean, because I always talk about home run.
I didn't pull them away the other day because Anthony's had a pile of them.
Apparently.
Okay. We want to just go through the handouts real quick. I just put down some of my first quarter activities, just highlighted some of them. I did attend for a second year the Institute of Organization Management out in Tucson. It's geared to just developing management skills and good networking opportunity with other chambers and other CVBs around the country. And kind of a point of interest, my last day out in Tucson was the day of that shooting of the congresswoman, so that was kind of a scary deal to be out there during then. I have finalized several bus tours coming to Gage County. In fact, if you flip clear to the last page of your handouts there, I did kind of write down what we have in stone as far as bus tours and groups coming to Gage County so far. So I think we're making some real good strides. I'm also in negotiations with a couple of other bank travel clubs that may do mystery tours and whatnot down here. We did host the Chamber and Tourism, our fifth annual basketball tournament, which drew 63 teams to town, which we figured was probably well over 1,000 people brought into the community. And even though it was just a one-day tournament and we didn't have many people stay overnight per se, I know the restaurants and the gas stations, retail stores were all very busy, and it brought a lot of money into the area. I am meeting with lodging representatives on a quarterly basis to get feedback from them as far as what we can do to help, and we're going to establish some sort of a little training class where front desk personnel at the motels or waitresses at restaurants can come in, get a real quick customer service class, and then we'll physically take them out into the county and show them Homestead and show them Old West Trail Center and show them Yesterday's Lady and different attractions around, so that they, instead of when people say, you know, what is there to do, and they say, well, you know, not much or whatever, they can say, you know, well, I've been out to Homestead and it's really neat, and they can give it a better documentary of what's going on. And then I did go out this past weekend and gave just a few welcoming words to the people out at the Spring Nationals. I think that's an area where we really overlook a lot of times of how much money the races bring to the county. So I went out and did that. I felt that was very important. And then the second page is just the budget, which you can see we're in good shape right now. We're about $11,000 in the black, mainly because of the 1 month, and I can kind of review that again with you. There was several entities in the county that it appeared had never been paying lodging tax, and so we went to the Department of Revenue and mentioned that, and they contacted these entities and made them go back and pay lodging tax for, I think, a one-year period. So that spiked that up. On the next page where we have the lodging tax, you can see the month of October, that about twice as much as we would normally draw in. One of the board members asked me to kind of go over real briefly how the tourism is funded. So if you stay on that page where it shows the lodging tax, there's a 4% lodging tax that's collected. So, for instance, just take July of 2010 there, where it says $10,265.65. That was the $4,000 in lodging tax that was collected. Half of that money, which is the $5,132.83, half of that goes just to the daily operations of the tourism office, you know, office supplies, salary, that sort of thing. Then the other half goes to the Visitors Improvement Fund, which is what we use when we award people like Berwyn Jones was here the last month. Any tourism-related entity that wants to have a physical improvement to their plant, they can request funds from the Visitors Improvement Fund. And then I have an advisory committee, of which Kathy's liaison on that, and they recommend approval, and then we come to the county board and you give final approval, and that's where that money is. And the next sheet there in the handouts shows that right now we have $94,000 in that Visitors Improvement Fund. There's $28,000 that's committed to the Big Indian Lake, which I think they just finished up their project, so we'll probably be getting a request from them to reimburse them. But beyond that, the other $66,000 is what's in the Visitors Improvement Fund. We always try to keep 25% of that figure available. We don't want to take it down to zero. We like a little cushion in there. And then other than that, you know, just applying for grants, which we do each year through the state of Nebraska. We got one last year. This year we weren't as fortunate. Homestead National Monument actually did get their grant request for their 150th celebration coming up that they want to start doing some advertising on. So, and I asked why were we not awarded a grant this year? Is there anything I can learn from that? And they just basically said that competition was really severe this year, that they had like over $500,000 in grants requested, and they had $125,000 that they awarded. So it was just a tough year to get grants. And then like our basketball tournament, that's another fundraising mechanism. We don't make a whole lot of money on that by the time you pay the referees and the gymnasium rentals and all that, but it still brings a lot of money to the community, so that's very important. But I guess that's really all I had. Are there any questions whatsoever?
I'd just like to comment on a job well done on the basketball tournament. My daughter played in that, and those gyms are packed full of people. They're fans. It's a great opportunity. There's a lot of kids in town. It's hard to buy anything at a convenience store. It's hard to eat lunch anyplace because those kids are running around every place. So pretty much involves every gymnasium in Beatrice almost.
Just about, yeah.
And we also went out to a Grand Island tournament a couple weeks later, and that's really the biggest tournament, I believe, in the state of Nebraska is out there in Grand Island. So if Beatrice is on the heels of something like that, that's great. And I think each year it grows a little bit, and if we can get more of their surrounding communities to support and bring their teams, it's wonderful. They do a good job. It's very well organized. It's a lot of work for you.
It is.
I mean, I can tell that, and they staff it themselves. They don't. I think you probably get people to help, but they're out there working in the trenches, so they do a wonderful job, and that was a real enjoyable tournament.
Yeah, I think the old Armory building, and then we did just utilize Southeast Community College for half a day, so we have the potential that we could grow it a little more, but not a whole lot.
Denny?
I want to commend you, too, on your building your relationship with the Spring Nationals. I think this is a huge thing for our community that we kind of are taking for granted, and you're doing a good job in building relationships, and that's really good for our community.
I appreciate it.
These are people from all over the country that are coming in. This isn't just a few people bringing a car in from somewhere else in the county. This is really big.
That was Friday night, wasn't it?
Yes.
I'm out at my farm. And I'm hearing this noise, and it dawned on me, racing season had to start tonight. I can hear them that
actually,
far.
It starts with practice on Thursday night. They come in on Wednesday and Thursday from all over. The motels are full. The restaurants are full. It's just like with the kids, and these people spend money, and it's mm-hmm. really great.
Mm-hmm. Recreation, sports, the cars, that's where there's money to be made. So.
Yeah.
Good job, yeah.
Well, thank you. And then the little rack card I handed out that Gary wants me to start paying royalties on because his daughter's on the front of there, I guess. But, but anyway, Denny had mentioned a while back about the lack of brochures in motels and whatnot. And so we were able to secure $6,100 occupation tax money from the city of Beatrice, and that's what we used that on, was we printed 30,000 rack cards and then had them distributed to 175 kiosks that are owned by an outfit called Certified Folder Display, and they'll be in those kiosks for a year, and mostly motels along the I-4 corridor. So, and I know Lori Warner was out at the Grand Island tournament and said the motel she stayed in, she noticed the rack card was in the rack. So we're getting our name out there. So I appreciate the recommendation and wanted to let you know
I found it in two Holiday Inn Expresses and a Victorian Inn.
So. Good. Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Thanks, Jim. Motion to put on file.
So moved.
Moved by Bauman.
Seconded
by Dorn. Discussion. Vote. 7-0.
I'll make a motion to approve sending a letter to Whitmore City Council regarding services of Gage County Emergency Medical Services Consultant acting as a medical director for Whitmore Rescue.
I'll second.
Moved by Bauman, seconded by Lytle. Discussion.
Basically, we'll be asking or notifying them that of our request to withdraw Dr. Rice acting as medical director for the Roraima Rescue Services in 60 days, and so we'll give them notification of that. And we've been paying for his services down there outside of any contract, and I think they've made some wonderful strides. But we're probably at the point now where they need to start taking the reins themselves, and I think they're on the right path. I think they've, you know, got some leadership change there, and I think they're going to start moving forward. So I think this is a good thing, and at some point you reach that point where you just have to do things differently. So,
any more discussion? Vote in favor: Juergens, Doran, Bauman, Lytle, Beyer, Setzer. Against: Adams. Let's take 15-minute recess for the committees to review what they need to review. Do what?
Are you going to go, boss?
Sure. Should we meet over in this formal end of the... I don't think it'll take very long. Come on, Johnson.
Do they need signatures?
Oh, I guess.
Or do you need them? I'd like to write these down, I guess.
No, we can look over for somebody.
That should be obvious.
Somebody uniform line. Okay, who can
come quick?
Well, no, yesterday I understand, but today's a little goofy out there, isn't it?
Rick's got to sign them.
Okay. 15 while that I'm going more, so that would be a really big one.
Dr. Rice, one more.
I want to send them back. Is that correct?
I've never seen them.
Can't
for like 72
back or
no? We have to send it now.
Can I? Let me look through them. I want to just kind of write down what they were and look close to everybody.
Yeah, see, that's where I kind of wonder. Yeah, no, we got time.
You don't. Okay. It's a good idea to always have a jacket, the car, and a pair of boots.
You know me, Luke.
You got to remember. Give my. Every time we
say
it, I'm like,
yeah,
Rick's always got his
straighten out.
Like Don pointed out, my reasoning is
there you can take one
fiscal year of July, you know, and but Matt's right. Weimer's made a lot of
sense. I'm going to get this before you get a hold of it. I have this one laid out.
And you've seen it, and
that's good.
One of them had more in it.
I'm just reading what they're on the front. I might get it. I just put my hand.
They can hire. No, Luke, you played the game long enough. At some point, they got to be accountable for themselves. He says they're making good progress.
When
you say math, that's a big thing.
I mean, I had more kids come when they came in the office, like, oh, like my dear amounts, you know. They didn't get
math.
We went through the county. I went back down because I didn't want to cut his family. And he says, well, you know, I understand that, buddy. I says, he'd like to see hear from
the boy. This guy.
And also see about.
Okay, so.
The boy's tight.
Don goes, let's take him up to the attic.
30.
Leaving water. Okay.
54-year-old man. Take these kids up to the attic. I mean, we took the Kiwanis clubs up there. And, I mean, we got a bunch of old shaky boys going up there. I mean, now they've been, you know, they're in the process of cleaning a lot of stuff up. But, boy, I was up there about a month ago. Oh, and like you say, you can't see those steps out of that bell tower.
We used to have with Marlon come back.
Marlon said he's got what he needed here.
I mean, the nice thing, now you got a bell there.
Well,
there, but I didn't know if my farm would work.
Like you guys said, it may not be the closest, but if they weren't tuning them in gravel.
Well, and that's, see,
but here you go from.
Because I've been, I took the 20s up there, but you know, like a race filker and some of these. Plus, they're so old that they ought not to be walking down steps. You can kind of, you fall forward.
Well, that's
you're okay.
You know, we allocate.
Going this way.
You got to take Gorham. We allocate a dollar amount instead.
A couple of those kids, I said, nah, I don't think we're going to. That takes you on the road. Oh, hey, we want to ice it. We ain't going out. I can see this now. Former county attorney. It takes students out on the roof of the courthouse. One falls off.
I wanted to make sure I had my.
There's just something about standing in the open. It's one thing looking out a window up there in the attic, but even then, I mean, I told him, I said, you don't know how high you are. Look at the flagpole and how far it's below.
Okay, going to reconvene the Gage County Board of Supervisors. Attendance by observation, Juergens, Dorn, Bauman, Adams, Lytle, Byers, and Setzer. Lawn bids, Denny.
Okay, the your Building Grounds Committee met and unanimously recommended that the low bid of Beatrice Lawn Care for $4,730 total be approved and accepted.
Second.
Moved by Byers, seconded by Bauman. Who is Beatrice Lawn Care?
Eric Thiemann.
They're the ones that have been doing it.
Yeah.
Okay. Any more discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve. Anything else, sir, Denny?
No.
Okay.
That is it.
Terry, any discussion on the rocks after you look at the rock bids?
Basically, we've got two rock bids, one from Beatrice Concrete, which is Sites Quarry, and one from Barson Quarry, which is Beekman's. Fairly close on all the listings through, you know. Only concern would be the quality, I guess, of both. And the gravel bids all range. Now, there again, too, I'll say some of those bids are wash gravel and some are just bank run gravel. There's a difference there. You know, I'm sure Marlon's aware of that. So he'll have to study that further, what quality of stuff we're getting from where. So, but they range, you know, basically in the same, well, here. On the gravel bid, you're looking at a range anywhere from $835 to $930 a ton. And on the rock bid, you're looking at anywhere from $1050 to $13 a ton, depending on the size and that kind of stuff. So, but all they're all fairly close.
Okay. Gary.
Terry Rex, or anybody else that might be able to give input on this, why don't we call for an apples-to-apples type bid where we say we want a rock at a certain level rather than having one that bids hauling, one that bids the rock, one that bids the rock and the hauling? Why don't we call for a bid that's... Is what's the history behind that as to why do we do it the way we do it, I guess, is what I'm asking.
The history is at some points we do have people haul our rock. And we do have pit prices where it is an apples for apples. So, I mean, there is pit prices where that, what you're saying, is black and white. But townships, as you go south or north, depending on where they're, if they're hauling from Washington, Kansas, the southern end's cheaper. If they're coming from the northern end, you know what I mean? It's that way. So the only explanation I have is we do have actual apples for apples on the pit prices if we go get it. On the hauling is if our trucks aren't capable to haul, we have somebody else bring it in. And I guess my thoughts anymore is we probably should be able to haul our own rock.
I guess my thought is you got washed gravel, you got bank gravel, you got, you know, what if we want a certain quality, why don't we say this is what we want? And then
because reality is at certain times of the year, we get what they have and there's no other choices.
Okay.
I think, it's kind of hard to look at somebody that's been here very long. Danny's going to get on. Danny can probably, in the past, there are certain points when you take what they got, and that's it, correct?
Yeah, that's true.
So we've had it.
Ideally,
where we
like
get materials.
Derek said, it'd be nice if we could do that. And my initial reaction is, yeah, why don't we? But then I start to think about it, and we do run into that situation. What's available? And it's not always, you know, what we have specified, definitely. As long as it meets specifications, minimum specifications, that's all we can do.
This is very painless compared to where it used to be. We used to read in every rock bid, every truck driver bid, didn't we? I mean, you'd sit here an hour, 20 minutes later, and it's like this, and then somebody'd say, well, what was Highland's price? Well, that was... So it used to be brutal, Terry.
I think in answer to that, too, I think availability is a big thing. This year, probably it isn't going to be, but last year, you couldn't get your hands on anything hardly. And then also, I think this year, you know, last year it was immediate need, so then they brought in a lot of extra trucks to get the problem solved. But this year, I don't see any reason why the county can't probably do most of their hauling, I would hope.
Touch a little bit about, this is just three guys that went for a road trip the other day. Touch on your thoughts on Weeping Water.
We stopped at Barnston Quarry and did look at the rock. Physically looking at it, to me, it looks the same probably as you see, and this is just looking at it, as you see at Sites Quarry that I know of. So I don't think the rock issue is probably a big issue as far as, you know, I've heard these stories before, you know, this is going to turn to powder in a year and all that. I don't believe that to be true, probably. I think we ought to give both places a try, you know, and then find out I'm sure there's a test that can be done on it, and I think that has been done on one pit. We haven't done it on both, but I think we can test that, and then it's going to be easier, I think, and to keep this, you know, use that pit in the southern end if we can, use the other pit toward the north end. It's going to save us in fuel dollars and everything else. So if we can keep that locations where we got, I think it's going to help us money-wise. We took a drive down there and looked at some other bridges and stuff, and the thing that still sinks in my mind, and I don't know the age of those bridges, but we went down a dirt road. Well, there's a state, I call it a state bridge, on a dirt road, interstate bridge, leading to nowhere. I mean, I don't know how that ever got there, but it's there. So that's something I guess we're going to have to watch carefully, I would say.
And that's where we were talking about, all of a sudden, here's rock on the middle of a dirt road. And whether it's FEMA or not, I don't know. But there's rock just all of a sudden.
And then it turns back to dirt.
Yeah.
The bridge had dirt on both sides of it, but on the north end of it, there was a half mile of rock that after the half mile, it went back to dirt again. But it was brand new rock.
Yeah. Drives me nuts when I drive all over the county. I can go up in your area and I see it, and I can go down south and see it. And just up in Claytonia, they get everything they need. So there isn't any problem up there. But over in some of these other areas, it's tough.
One comment I made, too, on all the roads we traveled in the southeast part of the county, it looked like most of the gravel and rock was adequate on them. I mean, in some places, more than adequate.
And as far as talking of Weeping Water rock, we really feel in light of our budget and the price of fuel, how much more life are you getting buying local rock versus Weeping Water? Should we just revert back to local rock until the economy changes? And I kind of believe that maybe we should. I don't know how much more life we get out of Weeping Water rock. So, but it was good to see the Boyer Road down there and those other bridges. And I meant to ask Marlon this morning. We stopped and looked at the Barnston South Federal Aid Project. That bridge is sitting there. The bridge is done. It's dirt work. Why haven't the dirt work not being done on that bridge?
It's just sitting closed yet. It should be. I mean, they ought to be on it.
Bridge is done.
Been that way for a while.
Who should be on it?
I would guess it was. It's not Gage County. It's Gage County should be on the contractor. The dirt contractor is what's left. The way it looks to me.
Our responsibility.
I would guess
through.
That. Yes. Yes.
The responsible charge should be following through.
That's correct.
Yeah. And that was, it was amazing looking at it, that big old bridge sitting there. And then they've a shoe fly down across the creek, which the locals are using, instead of that bridge. So the barricades are moved, and they're driving through the shoe fly until high water comes. But
well, I mean, I think that would be an appropriate thing for the committee to shoot an email and say, one thing we forgot to hit today, what's the problem with this bridge not being open yet? And just chairperson of the road and bridge, I don't, I mean, that's just...
We can have Don send it when we're done, Terry.
And I do remember during our committee meeting, he was saying, yep, they're coming, but they're going to start moving equipment, but I didn't hear a date, though, either, is the only thing.
Yeah.
We did discuss that at a committee meeting, or it was brought up, and he made some comments along that line that waiting on the contractor. So, but.
Committee reports.
I guess we've covered basically everything that I had, except for one thing. I know during the committee meeting, Marlin, the state of Nebraska, has, I don't remember how many bridges. Do you remember, Marlin? I think 17 bridges that they've downrated the tonnage on all of them, and two or three of them were significant bridges that we can't do without.
We have 114 bridges that they ton reduction. Looking at...
Okay.
But they sent a... Galen sent a letter back up to them and wanted comments on, I think he might
about 14
or 17 bridges of why they have the tonnage on them they do. We don't agree with it. So they're waiting for an answer back on those.
Yeah.
Well, and if I can, some of the bridges are on very well paved, high traffic roads, and they want to knock that tonnage down to nothing.
Our river bridges.
I mean, it would eliminate truck traffic across those bridges.
And there's some that are on roads that you wouldn't want to take a truck down, and they want to increase the tonnage on those.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, a lot of it didn't make any sense, but I guess that's something that they're looking at right now. So.
Okay. Building grounds, we have... are you through?
Yes.
I thought you were.
Come
building
on,
grounds,
we
didn't have anything momentous in this meeting. We're working on finishing up the north windows. The north windows should be in the next few days, hopefully by next week. We're working on what we're going to do with the lawn and try to do it in an organized way, the grading and moving of dirt, building of new sidewalks on the Lincoln Street side and on the 6th Street side. And Matt has come up with some ideas that he's going to take charge of and work with the extension office and with others relative to planning and environmentally possibly being able to get some grants relative to the lawn landscaping on the lawn and what have you. And he's come up with this since our meeting, and so he's going to be working on this and bringing it back to the committee. And, Matt, I don't know if you want to comment on that.
Take a few minutes here. One of the things I was thinking is, without putting another high maintenance lawn in there where it uses water, uses fertilizer, uses mowing, if we could go to a native grass and embrace some of our homestead heritage here and do a buffalo grass. Very low maintenance, very little water, very little fertilizer, if you will. And I did some calling around. I made a contact out at the Gage County Extension Office. They sent me some information. I've called the Nebraska Environmental Trust about doing some grants. We know we have grading issues and water to get rid of. If we can look at recycling some of the gray water that comes off the roof and using that for irrigation, make it into a demonstration and educational project, looking at involving SCC and their horticulture department out there, we may be able to do something pretty neat here. At a historical courthouse in a homestead-type community. So I've tried to make a few initial contacts, even out at the homestead, to try and sister off that. So yeah, I don't know where it'll go. The thing is, in order to do some of the grant and get everything done, you can't submit them until September, and they wouldn't be paid out until April. So we would have to look very hard at putting in an annual rye so we could have some erosion control and lawn this summer and into the fall. And then next spring, if the grant does come in when it's time to plant that, the annual rye would act as a very nice mulch. So Some different things that we could do, and you know what? If it doesn't work, we can always plant the fescue next year. So I would say that wouldn't inhibit the ability to work with the sidewalks. So, you know, no promises. My plans are to kind of step through it and kind of make it a broad project. Several months here to work on it. So,
and we can go ahead with the sidewalks and do the things we need to do relative to that construction-wise. And Chris Witulski, our surveyor, has been working with Dave Jones relative to those issues and some pricing to bring back to us.
And we may even need to be, one of the suggestions from the Nebraska Environmental Trust was native wildflowers and things like that. So from Davy Jones's standpoint, very little maintenance. So get into a situation where there's still merit in having the irrigation system, because you still want to water it. And there's new varieties that they're a little more emerald colored. They do brown up first thing, and they get green last in the spring. So, you know, we have to just accept that. But there are some different varieties out there, and I've done a little research. It's kind of interesting. You know, again, if it doesn't work out, we can always go do what everyone else is doing. But it may be something worthwhile to look at.
And we're still working on getting the punch list between the offices and the contractors together, so we know what still needs to be done, what they were obligated to do, what was actually there before, what was created during the construction needs to be done. So we're working on that with the office holders and Mr. Jones relative to that. And we have some questions relative to the involvement of the Friends of the Courthouse relative to their fundraising and what have you. And so, Jonesy, I think you have a letter from them.
I'll pass out this letter, and I have an attachment of a year ago what we were looking at as far as the Schottler project.
Good morning. Dave Jones, I am the custodian of the courthouse, and I'm also a member of the Friends of the Gage County Project. I'd like to say the Friends have done a great job raising funds for the district and county court at this time. Today, the district court back panel is going up right now, and there's still Janet has been doing a great job working on grants yet. We just need a little bit more time to come up with the money. So far, we have raised $103,000 and $391 at this point. So like I say, I think we need some more time to come up with the rest of the money yet. And do you want me to read the letter?
If you all have one, if you need.
I can just kind of highlight on a part. There were two contracts for the renovation with the district and county court with Ratting and Schottlers, which were entered into Gage County in the amount of $137,231, are what the Friends of the Gage County Courthouse initially established as their fundraising goal. And so that was at the beginning, and as the year went on, we did kind of add on more things. The building and grounds had asked with the stenciling of the courtrooms if the Friends could pay for half of that. And the Friends did pay for 25% of that at this time, but we still owe 25% of that payment yet also. So, and then to date, the Friends of the Gage County Courthouse have contributed $103,391 to the renovation project. We are continuing to fundraising efforts to raise a balance of $33,839.15, which will be forwarded to Gage County as the funds become available. This will reimburse Gage County for any amounts which are paid to Ratting and Schottlers to fulfill Gage County's obligation for the two contracts. And again, I feel confident Janet's been working really hard on writing more grants, and as they come in, that we could give that back to the county.
And the question was basically, we need to go ahead as a county. We have the obligation to pay the bills, and then the Friends will keep trying to raise the money, and I have confidence they will, to reimburse the county for those bills. But we have those final bills from Radigan's, and we need to get them paid.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
Rex.
Oh, yes, sir.
I've got we met, law enforcement committee met, and Gus presented us with, I think you were going to try and get everybody a copy of that with what the updated plan or the corrective action plan regarding the jail what's all been done and some timelines, what they're still giving us or whatever. Then he also reviewed with us that all the security assessments have been completed in the courthouse with the Gage County Security Committee, the Gage County Insurance Carrier, and the U.S. Fire Marshal, and he will come back to us at a later time with that all kind of update and what's going to proceed on that. Then I also wanted to bring up just quick the representative on the Five Rivers RC&D. We met in Tecumseh last Thursday again. That's the second meeting I attend. And the reason I'm bringing it up was they are funded through the NRCS, most of it. We pay some dues. But they were really concerned that they were going to be dropped in the funding from the federal budget. They were going to be dropped, but it got extended until April 8th. After April 8th, they don't know again. They're hoping to get funded enough, these RC&Ds, not just this one, but all of them, through the end of the budget year. Just want to bring it up so everybody's kind of aware, and they're not sure what they're going to do if they get. They're planning for the worst, hoping for the best. Like I said, they got funded through April 8th. They know they have funding that long. After that, they don't know. And then the discussion at the meeting was what to do or how to handle it and how to go forward and all that. So just wanted to bring that up. We'll keep you up to date as we have more meetings.
Okay. Anything else, Matt?
Last Tuesday we had our first Economic Development Committee meeting, and I thought it was very positive. A lot of different ideas. Plans morphed a little bit. I thought it was real positive. We met for right about an hour, hour and a half maybe, so... I think we're kind of heading in the right direction, and I know we're going to meet with the city here soon, and we'll see how things go and see how close we can get with them. So I think, again, based on this morning what we saw, there's a lot of people that, you know, are in support of doing something. I think appropriately some skepticism out there because no one knows exactly what it's going to look like yet, and that's okay, and those are good questions. But the fact that people want us to do something. And so I think there's some partners out there that we need to get back into, and even some of the older members or more senior members of the former GCED Inc. even recognize that they don't want a seat at the table. They're going to be at arm's length to help, but we need to do something. So we had a very good discussion. I don't know if anyone else wants to discuss anything that we talked about. I hate to say too much because we don't really know yet, but I thought it was a very positive meeting to at least have some consensus from different perspectives of people.
Well, I want to keep on the word positive of Gage County. This is a positive economic development, and we need to remain positive in the future of Gage County, and we're not here to throw mud at anybody or kick anyone or throw rocks. We have to address the future, and that's the direction we're going.
I don't really have anything to add, but I do think that our committee meeting went well, and I think we're all anxious to see things develop.
Yeah, I'll just comment too. I think our committee meeting went real well. I think we all realize it's a long road. Well, it's a never-ending road on economic development, but I think we all realize the importance of where we're at today, that we don't have any so-called group or whatever, and how important it is that we as a county and also with the city or with however that works out, we do need to go forward and work on this.
Any other committee reports? Sheriff's buying lunch?
Actually,
you need a motion for that? You need
a motion, Mr. Chairman, to the just, program.
Go out to the classics.
I bought my $10 ticket. Did you?
$10 ticket?
$25. A good elected official should do that.
Hey, I need to have you come down to my house. You see how I live. You'll buy my ticket.
So it's probably appropriate for me one more time to remind everybody that Friends of the Courthouse are soliciting donations and certainly want support from everyone who would like to be part of that, who need to be part of that. So your checks, large ones, are accepted.
Thank you. Anything else for the good of the order? Meeting adjourned 10:33. Gary can go clean up.